Thank you very much indeed, Party Chairman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, and friends. It's a great delight to be here at conference once again, and can I just begin with an apology? The Brexit Secretary had asked for a speaking slot this year to outline the government's agreement with the European Union, but given his recent inability to recall what he actually negotiated, we decided to politely decline. So, conference, since we last met together just over 11 short months ago, this party has been tried and tested like never before. But as you can see today, we are undaunted. Our political opponents have tried us at the ballot box, and the government has tested our commitment to the union. But we, as our slogan says, are standing strong for Northern Ireland. With your support, all of these got their answer loud and clear. And as this party continues to stand at the centre of our national politics, we do so united and unwavering in our commitment to the Union of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Now, it's very clear, isn't it, that now more than ever, unionism needs its strongest team, leading from the front to protect our place in this great union of ours and to get the best deal for Northern Ireland. For this party, the union is not just a convenient party tagline or indeed a tool to win a leadership contest. It's a principle by which all our decisions are and will be judged. And I say again clearly for those who have failed to listen so far, the union of this United Kingdom is non-negotiable. The real test of any political party is not simply when times are good, but in the face of adversity, the true grit of leadership shines through. And under your leadership, Arlie, this party stands strong as the guardian of our precious union. You have shown that this party will not be browbeaten or found wanting when it comes to protecting what we hold dear. Underestimate the DUP at your peril. And twice already, people are talking about a forthcoming election, but twice this year already we have gone to the country with our positive message of keeping Northern Ireland moving forward and on our rivalled record of positive delivery. And for that we were rewarded by the people of Northern Ireland. The DUP was returned as Northern Ireland's largest party once again in local government with more votes and more seats than any other party. And in the European election in May, Diane was elected as Northern Ireland's first MEP, with the DUP increasing its votes while others, including Sinn Féin, saw their vote share fall back. Now, recent weeks have shown that this party does not blindly follow any government. Our loyalty is to the people of Northern Ireland and to our union. During this Parliament, we have ensured that our influence is felt in every corner of Northern Ireland, delivering real and meaningful investment in the lives and in the communities of all of our people. Whilst others boycott their responsibilities, play dress up at the border and bang bin lids on the ground, this party delivers billions of pounds for all of the people of Northern Ireland. And look, how have we been able to do this? We have been able to do it as a result of the votes of the people. Remember now, people who vote for the DUP gain positive results. They have seen what their vote means and the power of their vote. And speaking with one strong, united voice at Westminster, we have been able to deliver for Northern Ireland. Make no mistake, elections do matter. Votes matter. And with a strong mandate and a strong team, we have worked to get things done for Northern Ireland. More has been achieved, and Northern Ireland's issues are front and centre of the debate at Westminster. I'm delighted to report that since we last met, that this party has delivered a further £1,000 million of extra resources for the people of Northern Ireland. And this is on top of the additional funding that we received in terms of the confidence supply arrangements and the £500 million in extra spending power previously secured. In just 12 months, £400 million under the spending review for our hospitals, our schools, and the police service of Northern Ireland delivered. £163 million growth deal for ABC Council, Fermanagh and Oma and Mid-Ulster Council areas, all delivered. £400 million for the Belfast region and Londonderry city deals, delivered. £52 million of winter fuel payments to almost 300,000 people, delivered. £40 million from the spring statement for ultra-fast broadband and to improve rural connectivity, delivered. These are deliveries for all of the people of Northern Ireland, unionist, nationalist, Protestant, Catholic, whatever you are. This is for you, for the ordinary people of Northern Ireland. And we have also continued to campaign for the most vulnerable in our society and delivered real success. For the victims of historical institutional abuse, the government has now announced the creation of a redress board to compensate victims. And I want to pay tribute to those who campaigned in that successful outcome. For universal credit claimants, extra investment to protect the most vulnerable in our society. For the brave members of our security services and members of the public injured during the troubles at the hands of terrorism, a pension is now going to be introduced early next year. And friends, only the innocent victims are going to benefit from that pension. The DUP continues to deliver for everyone in society, and we have more we want to see delivered. All of this success would not have been possible without the work and dedication of our members of Parliament, working across the party with our colleagues in the Assembly, our local councillors, our MEP, and the many volunteers right throughout the party who work tirelessly to support us across the whole of Northern Ireland. And to all of you, I say thank you for your help, loyalty, and support. Without you, we could not do this. The pressure placed upon our members of Parliament at the current time and over the past year has been unprecedented. But the cause that we are engaged in is a great cause, and we are determined to do what is right. Even when it's not the most popular thing to do, we will do what is right for this United Kingdom and for Northern Ireland. And so, Mr. Chairman, last year, this conference rightly rejected the then Prime Minister's deal, rightly rejected the backstop, rightly rejected being locked into an EU straitjacket, rightly rejected a border down the Irish Sea. Today, conference, we stand by our principles. We well recall the words spoken last year from this very stage by the then Member of Parliament for Uxbridge. And let us remind him now of those words. I have to tell you that no British Conservative government could or should sign up to any such arrangement. So our message to the Prime Minister is, respectfully, stick to your word. And be in no doubt, as people know, this party has always made it clear that we want to exit the European Union with a deal that works for the whole of the United Kingdom and for our neighbours in the Irish Republic and for the rest of the European Union, a deal that recognises Northern Ireland's unique history and geography, a deal that supports our business community and families across this province. But this party will only support a deal that ensures Northern Ireland leaves the European Union in a way that protects both the economic and constitutional integrity of our United Kingdom. We hear much about delivering the result of the referendum, and we believe in delivering on that result. But the referendum result was not for a Great Britain Brexit, it was for a United Kingdom Brexit. The government's proposals put forward not only undermine the constitutional position of Northern Ireland, they would be disastrous for our local economy and our long-term economic well-being. Now, in fairness to the Prime Minister, neither he nor the Brexit Secretary seemed to know what on earth it was that they negotiated. So here's a summary for them. Northern Ireland forced to apply the European Union Customs Code. Businesses sending goods to Northern Ireland forced to fill in customs declarations. Forced to pay EU tariffs on some classes of goods. Physical checks being applied in the Irish Sea. And as for goods travelling to the rest of the United Kingdom from Northern Ireland, they're subject to exit declarations, or in the words of the Brexit Secretary, these are now going to be targeted administrative interventions. So the next time you're stopped by anyone to check your passport or to check your driving license, remember that's a targeted administrative intervention. Wonderful stuff. We've created a whole new lexicon in terms of this Brexit that you couldn't make up. And each of these exit declarations costs between £15 and £56 a time, according to the government's own impact assessment document. Friends, this is not the best of both worlds. I wish it were. This is the worst of all worlds. That's the reality. Trade within the United Kingdom is the backbone of our economy, which is why we ensured in 2017 in that December joint report unfettered access to the Great Britain market for Northern Ireland businesses. We sell £14 billion to Great Britain and £3.8 billion to the Irish Republic. We buy in £11.6 billion from Great Britain and £2 billion from the Irish Republic. You can see the logic of our position, the logic of why business and others have said that this is not a good deal for Northern Ireland. Economic madness to stand by and allow ourselves to have such impediments put in the way of trade with our largest market within our own borders. Increased costs, administrative burdens, less consumer choice are the outworkings of these proposals for Northern Ireland. Ministers may suffer from an inability to understand their own withdrawal agreement, but we do not. We do detail. We read what is in front of us. Take back control has been the Prime Minister's mantra, but yet he proposes to give the European Union a veto over the internal customs arrangements of the United Kingdom through this joint committee. Mr. Chairman, for 3 years we have all been lectured, haven't we, on the sanctity of the Belfast Agreement, including by those who continue to interfere in matters outside of their remit and by those who continue to block the return of power sharing. 3 years without devolved government as a result of the veto of Sinn Féin. Yet when it comes to applying the very principles of the Belfast Agreement to this withdrawal agreement, the issue of consent is to be cast aside, but only for this issue. Unionism will not accept a situation where one party can veto the existence of the Assembly, but similar protections are not afforded to those of us who are inside the Assembly. On this issue, on the Prime Minister's withdrawal agreement, unionism stands and speaks together with one voice. We cannot accept a customs border in the Irish Sea. And conference, I am sure that the government has taken note of its last two defeats in the House of Commons on Brexit. We have had a number of very significant votes over the last number of days since this withdrawal agreement was announced. It has been the votes of this party, the 10 MPs of the Democratic Unionist Party, that has been the difference between the Prime Minister being able to hold his meaningful vote last Saturday and being able to timetable his withdrawal agreement. And today, I give clear notice that going forward, the DUP will look at every proposal, every legislative line of legislation that comes forward, and every amendment that is tabled through one prism and one prism only. How does this best protect the union of Great Britain and Northern Ireland? That will be the test. Some would say yes to anything, some would say no to everything. The DUP will do what is right for Northern Ireland and the United Kingdom. Mr. Chairman, the Prime Minister wants to deliver Brexit, and so do we. We were ready and willing to support a sensible Brexit deal for the whole of the United Kingdom, but not at any price. The roadmap to a majority in the House of Commons, despite all the commentary you heard last week, has been proven to be clear. The quest to deliver Brexit can be complete with our votes, together as one United Kingdom. There can be no doubting that the events of the past 3 years have placed immense pressures on relations across these islands, on businesses and communities. And that is why any Brexit deal cannot erect new barriers. We need our people to come together, not create more divisions. The people of Northern Ireland do want local parties making decisions that move us forward. They want Northern Ireland to continue moving forward on the basis of consensus and collective decision-making, which combines the talents of all of our people whilst respecting diversity. By moving forward together under the mechanisms agreed in the agreements that have been reached so far for the governance of this place we call home, Northern Ireland, will continue to defy the odds, to punch above its weight, and to achieve so much more than the sum of its collective parts. And whilst at Westminster our influence has been felt in every corner of the kingdom, we must never forget that the interests of unionism and of Northern Ireland are best served when we have control of our destiny here in Belfast. Our cause and our country are strengthened, not weakened, by having a local assembly and an executive. And Mr. Chairman, as the undisputed voice of unionism and of Northern Ireland being its biggest party, the responsibility for the union does rest on our shoulders. As the guardians of the union, that position given to us by the votes of the people, it is incumbent upon this party to deliver a unionism that is fit for the next generation. And in all that we do, it must be to ensure that we strengthen the long-term interests of that precious union. The coming days will not be easy. The previous days have not been easy at all. But we do not stand alone, but with the collective will and support of unionism behind our stance. We stand united. Together, unionism on these vital issues speaks with one voice. Let it be the case that that continues in the coming months and years. With your continued support and help, we will prevail. This party is prepared for whatever lies ahead, strong in its convictions, strong in its values, standing strong for Northern Ireland. And let it be said of these times that when we were tested as we have never been tested before, that it was the Democratic Unionist Party that stood strong for Northern Ireland and stood strong for the great union that we all love and cherish. Thank you.
very much. Thank you.